is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 14th of July, 2010. It's the birthday of the editor of Vanity Fair magazine, Graydon Carter, born in Toronto, 1949, dropped out of college, started a magazine with a classmate called the Canadian Literary Review, moved to New York, wrote for Time magazine, and in 1986, along with Kurt Anderson, he started Spy magazine, which mostly made fun of rich people. Then got a job as editor of the New York Observer and then editor-in-chief of Vanity Fair, where he started the Hollywood issue and the music issue and introduced more serious long-form journalism and made the magazine more political, attacking the actions of the Bush administration, especially its policy about Iraq. Graydon Carter, who said, "I edit for someone like me, somebody getting on an 8-hour plane flight, or 8 hours spent on the beach, or a 1-hour lunch break, or a 20-minute subway ride." It's the birthday of the writer and illustrator Brian Selznick, born in East Brunswick, New Jersey, 1966, author of the children's book The Invention of Hugo Cabret, an illustrated novel based on the life of the French filmmaker Georges Méliès and his wind-up automatons. The Invention of Hugo Cabret won the Caldecott Medal in 2008. It was a New York Times bestseller, and it's now being made into a movie directed by Martin Scorsese. It's the birthday of Christopher Priest, born near Stockport, England, science fiction novelist, author of more than a dozen novels, including The Prestige, which begins, "It began on a train heading north through England, although I was soon to discover that the story had really begun more than 100 years earlier." And it's the birthday of Woody Guthrie, born in Okemah, Oklahoma, 1913. He was in his 20s when the dust storms hit Oklahoma, and he followed the workers who were moving to California and began to write songs about them, about people who had lost their farms and their homes. Like many people at the time, Woody Guthrie thought the Depression was a sign that capitalism had collapsed. He wrote a column for the Communist Party newspaper, The People's World, but never officially joined. Wrote thousands of songs, including Pastures of Plenty and This Land is Your Land. Here's a poem for today by Wesley McNair, entitled Hymn to the Comb-Over. How the thickest of them erupt just above the ear, cresting in waves so stiff no wind can move them. Let us praise them in all of their varieties, some skinny as the bands of headphones, some rising from a part that extends halfway around the head, others 4 or 5 strings stretched so taut the scalp resembles a musical instrument. Let us praise the sprays that hold them and the combs that coax such abundance to the front of the head. In the mirror, the combers entirely forget the back. And let us celebrate the combers who address the old sorrow of time's passing day after day, bringing out of the barrenness of midlife this ridiculous and wonderful harvest. No wishful flag of hope, but thick or thin, the flag itself unfurled for us all in subways, offices, and malls across America. Hymn to the Comb-Over by Wesley McNair, from The Ghosts of You and Me, published by David R. Godin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.